Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. In the morning prayer of the church this morning, I read this particular prayer that I want to share with you. O God of glory and compassion, you rule over the powerful of the earth, and you gather up the sparrow when it falls. Just think of that sentence. O God of glory and compassion, you rule over the powerful of the earth, and you gather up the sparrow when it falls. In other words, you are the greatest of the great, and yet you pay attention to the very least and the smallest. Brothers and sisters, I think that's a grace God wants to give us more. We won't have it like God himself, but that we might have a greater and greater understanding and depth of appreciation of the magnificence of God in creation, the greatness of God, the power of God, and yet to recognize that that same God picks up a tiny, fragile, insignificant sparrow when it falls. God wants us to adore him, to bow down before his majesty, to acknowledge his greatness, and then in our littleness to turn and express our love for God and our faith in God by caring for the very least and the smallest, that no task is insignificant when it's done with God and for God. No task, even if you're dusting the living room, no task. Is too small to give honor and glory to God if we offer it because we love him. Sometimes we can go through a whole day doing all kinds of things and working very fast, and we never give a second thought to who we are and to what we're doing. We don't offer to God. I know that we can make a morning offering all our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day. And that's fine, because God will honor that prayer on our part. And he will receive all that we think, say, and do in that day, no matter how insignificant it might seem at times. Of course he will. But how much more does God receive glory when step by step, and maybe it's only twice during the day, but a month from now it might be three times a day, of just saying as we begin a chore or we end a chore, no matter how small, we're cleaning the bathroom, no matter how small that might seem, Lord, I offer this labor of my hands for the blessing of others and for your glory. Offering everything we think, say, and do to God for his honor and glory makes the most insignificant, the most hidden works that we do means by which God receives glory. He has mercy on us. He allows it. So think about this today, brothers and sisters, when you go about your labors. Ask the Blessed Mother to help you. She who spent so many years in Nazareth in quiet, humble service to Joseph and to Jesus. And yet her every thought, word, and action brought glory to God. So our thoughts and words and actions can bring glory to God if we offer them, if we try our best, if we repent the moment we see we're sinning, the moment we fail, we repent, we say we're sorry, we turn back. All of our thoughts, words, and actions can contribute to the honor and the glory of God. And in the day when you stand before him, he will bless you for making those offerings day in and day out. Things that we forget 2 minutes after we do them, but God never forgets the good and the bad. So ponder that, brothers and sisters. O God of glory and compassion, you rule over the powerful of the earth, and you gather up the sparrow when it falls. The great and the small, do it all for God's honor. Today, the first reading is taken from the letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 16 to 25. Brothers and sisters, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Are you ashamed of the gospel? Robert George, a professor at Princeton, I've read his speech at the National Prayer Breakfast last year. I've read that to you, and he asks us directly right here from St. Paul writing to the Romans, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Are we? Do we fear to speak up? Do we fear to say what is true? Do we just want to keep quiet? We don't want to cause any disturbance. I'm not talking about getting in someone's face. I'm just saying that in the middle of a conversation where you know the conversation is going wrong, are you able to insert yourself? Do you have the courage, or are you ashamed of the gospel? It's a very important question, especially today, especially in our society today, that's being de-Christianized. Are you ashamed of the gospel? Are you afraid to speak up for what is true and good and beautiful? No matter what the reaction, you put a seed out there that someone may receive into their heart and change their life, and you won't know it until you stand before God. But do it. Do the little things and do them well. God will give you grace for that. I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. I'm offering people eternal life when I share the gospel. Even some small verse from the gospel, I am contributing to the salvation of people if they receive it. That's their job. Your job is to give it. Their job is to receive it. And you can't force them, but you can keep offering. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, Jew first and then Greek. For in it is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith. As it is written, the one who is righteous by faith will live. The wrath of God is indeed being revealed from heaven against every impiety and wickedness of those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. For what can be known about God is evident to them because God made it evident to them. Ever since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes of eternal power and divinity have been able to be understood and perceived in his creation, in what he has made. As a result, they have no excuse. Those who say they don't know him, those who say, he doesn't speak to me. All creation speaks to us, brothers and sisters, if we have eyes and ears to hear. As a result, they have no excuse, for although they knew God, they did not accord him glory as God or give him thanks. Instead, they became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless minds were darkened. While claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the likeness of an image of mortal God, or of birds, or of four-legged animals, or of snakes. He's talking about idols, the idols that people worshipped instead of the living God. Well, we've got idols too. We've got a lot of idols in the world. Look around. What do people spend their time, their attention, their money? What do they spend themselves on? Is it for God or is it for self? Therefore, God handed them over to impurity through the lusts of their hearts for the mutual degradation of their bodies. We're seeing that. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they revered and worshipped the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. They worship the creature. That is, you give your allegiance, you give your time, your attention, your money to an idol. Brothers and sisters, honestly, take a look, because idols can creep in without us first recognizing them. Where does your time, talent, and treasure go? Where does your energy go? Is it for those things that eventually lead to the honor and glory of God because you are doing the will of God? No matter how small and insignificant the work might be, are you doing it for his glory or for self-gratification? Psalm 19, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. The psalmist goes on to say that everything in creation speaks of the glory of God if we're willing to listen. Are you listening? Are you watching? Luke chapter 11, verses 37 to 41. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee comes up to him, and he invites him to dine at his home. He entered. He reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. And the Lord said to him, now notice, the Pharisee didn't say anything. Notice that. The Pharisee didn't say anything. He was amazed to see that Jesus did not observe the prescribed, the ritual of washing, of cleansing before the meal. And then it says, the Lord said to him, O you Pharisees. He's addressing that Pharisee's thoughts, not his words, his thoughts. O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. In other words, on the surface, the externals, whether it's your body or whether it's cups and utensils and all that kind of thing, you pay more attention to the outside and you pay no attention to the inside. And so it is in our lives. We can look like we're holy. We can, so to speak, we can look like we're righteous. We can, quote, do all the right things. But oftentimes we do those right things so that we can be seen and applauded rather than doing them for his honor and his glory. We all have a little of the Pharisee in us, some of us more than others. Grab hold of this area in your life. Even if it's small, it can grow. Do I do what I do for the right reasons? Or do I do those things, no matter how generous the act, if I do it for the wrong reasons, what value is it? Do I feed the hungry because everybody will know how holy I am or how good I am or how generous I am? Jesus says, you fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, in other words, pay attention to your inner self, that which God sees. Give alms. In other words, give to those in need, and behold, everything will be clean for you. When we reach out to the needs of others, in small ways as well as in big ways, the act is not so important as the intention in God's sight. Why do I do what I do? And even if I do a small act for the poor, for the needy in some way, an insignificant one, not noticeable, God sees and God will reward. God bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.